We are live. Fairfield County live and local. It's John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. I'm broadcasting from my bedroom, and my guest this evening, the great J Swag General, is broadcasting from a remote, unnamed location. We're very under the rug tonight. We're very under the rug.
100%.
J Swag, how you feeling, bro?
I'm doing all right, you know, just getting through each day and, you know, working from home, and eventually this will all be over, I hope.
Right. Right. So, dude, I was glad that you reached out to me. So you've got some new music that is out right now that just came out. And, you know, talking about the new album, FOH Worldwide, which is streaming right now. It sounds like there's some excitement in there, man. It sounds like an exciting
there is. There is. It's our second EP. So, you know, we're cranking them out. We got the first one released on December 12th, or December 18th, I should say. The second one released on February 12th.
Dig, dude. So, start me at the very beginning. How did you get into hip hop? Take me to the beginning of your career.
Well, I'd say, you know, I started playing the cello when I was younger and playing things by ear. Just having a real love for music, and then I found the ability to rhyme came easy to me, you know, just doing that. And, you know, I wasn't the coolest kid growing up. Imagine that. I know.
I'm grown up now, and I'm not the coolest kid either. So that's okay.
Well, I don't even know how to respond. I'm sorry then. So I just started coming up with rhymes, and like the cool girls in high school would steal my AIM profile, like little rhymes that I had, and I knew I was on to something.
What was your AIM? What was your go-to away message on AIM?
Oh, well, I don't even know. It's just like I'm not here. But my rhymes that were in my profile, you know, like I'd say, like, because of this, I can't tell who you are, and in my heart you left a scar or something, and I'm like, not that I remember why I wrote that, but nonetheless, it was there. And some girl stole it. And I'm like, yeah, you know. Well, my last name is Shake, and I, you know, enjoy beer here and there. So Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Wow. I like that.
That just happened. That just happened.
How in the so many years that I've known you have I never heard you drop that particular nugget of gold right there?
Well, you know, the mine is very, you know, it's full of gold. So it takes a while to get to eventually what will be the diamonds in the rough.
Well, we're digging, man. We're digging. How old were you when you first tried to write a song?
I was about 20, 21 when I first started really making, you know, attempting to write like a structured song. And my first ever recording was like a remake of some song named Fitted Hat Low by Papoose. And I made it with my friend who at the time was like, I don't know, 15, and we sounded awful. The audio quality, the recording, the levels were terrible. I mean, it was awful.
That's the beauty of that first recording though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I made a song. I mentioned like Forrest Gump or something. I don't even know, but you know, that was the beginning. And I've written quite a number of songs, both ones I can release on the stores, you know, all the Spotify, Pandoras, and whatnot. And then right. I used to have quite a lot on SoundCloud, and people ask me, "Hey, you a SoundCloud rapper?" I'm like, "Nah, bro, not anymore."
Not anymore, man. That was my old life.
No, yeah, no. I've you know, just been grinding it out, trying to get, you know, the next accomplishment done.
Right. So tell me how you developed J Swag General, right? Because as you said before, your last name is Shake. John Shake is how I first knew you.
Yeah, back in the educational days of public schooling.
Right, exactly. How did J Swag General come to be? Where did this persona come from?
Well, I'd say the persona was always there, but it just didn't really have the name yet. And, you know, the hip hop name, I took General from my son, the General, who is an OG of the Bronx rap game. His name is My Son, the New York General. And I was in a music video in which I was a background, with an extra, so to speak. And I was looking around and I was like, wow, all these people look familiar. And it was Chi Ali and a whole bunch of other people in the rap game. And I was like, I want people to call me a general. So
that's
then I got
wild.
The swag, you know?
Right. Right. Wait, how did you find yourself in a music video? That's, I mean, I'm sorry. I know that's off of my main question, but that's just interesting. How did that happen?
I started doing extra work down in the city. I was on the Onion Sports Network as a segment for the sports section of the Onion, so to speak. And it was a documentary on documentary of high school football in Texas. Exactly.
Okay. A documentary of a documentary.
Right. Documentary on documentaries of Texas high school football. Right. And
it was like an onion. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then I was on the pilot episode of Suits. I sat right in front of the,
no way,
the main actor when he's taking the test in the beginning. Yeah. So like, I love doing that stuff. I love the creative aspect. I wasn't expecting to be a star immediately. Not that I am now, but I'm certainly further along the way than when I started.
So you're a born performer, which is actually a great segue back to my original question.
I was in Sports Illustrated.
Were you really? Not
yeah,
the
but not the Swimsuit Edition.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we both made the same joke.
Yeah, don't get too excited.
Oh man. So where does J Swag General and John Shake begin? Are they two separate people? Is this something that you put on, or is this just coming directly from you?
It's coming directly from me. I mean, I could say the joke that, you know, the Valentine's Day joke of roses are red, violets are blue, I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. But I don't think that really applies to me.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I haven't heard one, but okay. All right.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, people always wanted to count me out for whether it was athletics or really anything. And I was like, nah, I'm going to crush it. Not only am I going to – I don't do things to get by. I've never been complacent with really anything. I'm here to crush it and be the best. And if I'm not the best, I'm going to study from the best. And kind of borrow their techniques. So with regards to rap, you know, I just love the ability to express myself and say, like, you can't tell me what to do, and I'm going to destroy you with my lyrics.
Right.
So. I'm not a gangster rapper. I mean, that's pretty evident. I'm from the suburbs of Fairfield, Connecticut, originally.
Well, that was what I wanted to talk about. Source material wise, you know, you've been one to try to put on a front. You've never been one to try to, because listen, you hear a lot of like, I've met a lot of rappers from like Fairfield County dudes, like who come from like nice neighborhoods, trying to talk about some tough stuff, and like, you know, Sometimes it can get a little bit silly. You've never tried to do that. Talk about what inspires you.
What am I going to do?
Right. Well, how do you write songs? What do you write songs about? Talk me through the songwriting process.
Well, I mean, most recently, let's say with the FOH, which is the trio that I'm in, I've been very fortunate enough to stumble upon MC Bias, who is a Black Rock resident, and he is extremely well connected, and rightfully so, for the respect that he is a great individual, and then he's very talented, and so he helps me with regards to coming up with the hook, and then you just go with it, and you just think of cool things to say in the sense of concepts, and once you get the concept down, you can worry about which words you're going to rhyme with which words, and maybe you have double rhymes, and you know, all that, but really it's about getting the content, the general theme of the song. And then once you start with that, you kind of, it's reverse engineering, essentially.
I love the reverse engineering idea. Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. So I've been listening to your stuff for years now. I mean, we've performed together.
Wetsuit?
I was going to say, wetsuit. So
what a great track.
You mentioned concept. Talk for people who aren't familiar about your material. Talk about some of the concepts that you've written songs about. Take me through like a greatest hits.
Number one greatest hit that I can't even sell because I use the beat from Drinkin' Two Step would be Wetsuit. And my brother and his friends were into outdoorsy hunting and fishing and spear fishing specifically. So I was out at SBC years ago, back when that karaoke night was the bee's knees and the place to go.
Dude, it was so awesome. That's
it was so fun.
That's the past. I'm sorry, continue. I love that karaoke.
My brother's friend Carrie was like, hey, can you make a song about spearfishing? And literally within 2 seconds, I already knew what beat I would have to use. And I would have the hook in my head because I'm such a jack wagon for keeping it family friendly. if you know what I'm saying. I'm the class clown that never actually was known to be the class clown because I never opened my mouth. And,
right.
You know, I didn't talk in school a lot. But I came up with the song and it's about like, I don't have a bulletproof vest. I don't need that. I got a wetsuit. I'm going spearfishing. that's the satirical, I guess, I don't want to call it satirical genius, but the satirical kind of process my brain works in.
Maybe the better part of 10 years ago that you played that song with my band Mojo for the first time. And I've never until today actually known what that was about. It's about spearfishing.
Oh, 100%. But I would actually never go spearfishing. I would just sit on the beach and have a Corona in my hand and try not to get sunburned.
I mean, that kind of sounds like what I would do as well. That makes
sense. Yeah, I'm not going 20 feet down to catch sea bass. My brother will do that, cook it, you know, when he gets back and play it and make it taste good. And right. Like, great job.
So J Swag General has evolved beyond just, it's evolved beyond just the music for you. Dope Money Culture is your clothing brand, or really lifestyle brand. Tell me about.
Right. It is a lifestyle brand. Yep.
Well, can you define a lifestyle brand for me? Because I've heard it defined before, but I feel like everyone has a different answer. What does it mean to you?
Well, to me, it's, to your point first, a lot of people overuse the term, just like they overuse the term handcrafted. I'm like, well, right. Everything's handcrafted because you have to use your hands at some point for the most part. You're doing things.
Right.
At what point does it stop? Right. But with regards to Dope Money Culture and what the lifestyle brand for that means is it really, it's an inner characteristic trait that it's your fuel that drives you. Right. So it's the fuel that drives you to be a unique individual that goes against the grain with passion. That is the core definition of Dope Money Culture. It does not mean drug money culture. It never has and it never will.
Right.
It's intentionally redundant. You're dope, your money. It's from the Department of Redundancy Department, as I like to call it. Okay. Sure. So like your dope means you're great, you're awesome, your money. It means you're great, you're awesome. It means the same thing, and I did that on purpose. And then the culture. It has more layers to it. It's not just a, you know, thin surface.
Right. It's a culture of greatness, of double the greatness.
Let's get chewing gum in this while we're at it.
That's the statement of the great man.
That's right.
I loved how you didn't go, because you know, you see Dope Money Culture and you think, oh yeah, drug money culture, whatever, that's some like, you know, gangster rap nonsense or something like that. But I love how you've turned that on its head. You've inverted it really by taking the alternate meanings of both of those words. dope and money. Now, I didn't realize that you meant money the way that Vince Vaughn means money. In,
your
in
money, Swinger. Baby. Your money.
I didn't realize that until I went on the website to prepare for this interview. But I do. I love that sense of turning it on his head on its head. I feel like that's a theme for you, turning expectations on their head.
Absolutely. I mean, people, they look at me, and specifically when I'm not dressed as a hip hopper, I either dress GQ or hip hop. If you ever see me in between that style, I look more generic. Just ask me what's wrong. Either way, I'm straight peacocking all the time. Not because I'm looking to get attention, but because I just feel very comfortable in what I'm wearing all the time. I mean, whether it's my own gear or my friend's gear or just something cool I happen to run into, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to not really care what other people say, the naysayers, the haters, which is, again, an overly used term, especially within the hip-hop world. I'm not going to pay attention to them, because at the end of the day, 99% of the people don't know what the heck they're talking about, and that 1% of the people know 99%. So you got to pick and choose where you're going to listen. And listening is key, I can talk the bark off a tree, but I've learned as I've gotten older that it's not about that. It's about listening.
Right. Well said, man. So tell me about FOH Worldwide. Tell me about this new album that is streaming right now on all streaming platforms, right? iTunes, Spotify, all the good stuff.
You name it. We're even in some random international one, but we're there. Yeah.
Sick.
The album is an accumulation of hard work over the years that I individually did, that MC Bias did, that DJ Class did, that Fuzzy Felix did. So Fuzzy Felix did all the beats that are on EP1, which is FOH World, and then now this EP2, FOH Worldwide, for the group FOH. And what's great about it is I used to listen to Fuzzy Felix when he was producing Fly Society back in the day. That was with Currency, TK, HIT. We even got hit on our record because Bias is the boys of these people. It's not like, oh, I know them. It's like, no. Like, we have mutual deep respect for each other.
Right.
And he's a funny, just like Jack Wagon like me, except he's tall and more goonish. But, like, what are you going to do? Like, talk about two peas in a pod. Peas and carrots. we have a great time recording. I have a mobile setup and I go record with him, and then we send it and get it mixed and mastered. We also are working with DJ Class, who is one of the third pillars, if you will, of FOH. And DJ Class has a song, I'm the Ish, which was a song with Kanye on the remix, Lil Jon in the beginning. And we have a song out with him called Wash Your Hands.
Wash or watch?
Wash, like use soap and water and clean your hands. Don't be a jerk. Clean your hands.
Topical for right now.
Oh, 100%. I would have wrote it anyway. Just like I wrote wetsuit. Just give me a topic. I can run with it. Sure. I mean, I don't know if you know. I won a year of unlimited car washes from Fred's Car Wash. So I wrote a rap song about them.
Stop it.
Yeah, it was called Wheel Deals.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't even know what to do.
you should jingle right?
Oh, 110%. I can write anything.
Do that.
How do I do it? I don't know how to do it.
I'm just saying. Holler at your boy, man. I work in radio advertising. Come on now.
This is why I'm on this interview.
It's meant to be, dude. You have to play me the song that won you.
We got wheel deals. What? We got wheel deals. What?
So before we get out of here, you mentioned earlier, just some of your influences, some of the things that have inspired you. Give me your top five MCs of all time.
I'm going to go Eminem. I'm going to go Mysa in the General, in my eyes, right? Because of how much he influenced me.
Sure.
I'm going to go Meek Mill. I'm going to go Tupac. This is not in any order, by the way. To me, if you make the group, you're in that group, and that's it, you know? And then, did it say Biggie Smalls yet?
No. That's your five. Big,
boom. I mean, Biggie Smalls is how – that's how I got my stage presence, was because I was trying to sound like Biggie Smalls at SBC doing Juicy.
I was going
to – obviously, I didn't sound like him, obviously. But nonetheless, that gave me the ability to phone in my sound, you know?
That's so – I got to tell you, when I used to see you doing Big Papa at SBC, I was like – in my head, I was like, oh, I mean, this guy's clearly been doing this for a long time. You're telling me that was like the genesis? That was how like it really all got started?
Yeah, no, that was literally the beginning. First time I ever did karaoke there, I was quaking in my boots. No pun intended with my last name being Shake.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that just happened. What's up?
I don't know why.
Do matzo balls.
I don't know why, but that makes me so happy that I actually got to watch the inception of J Swag General.
Oh, 100%. I'm so glad that you were there, and I was completely unaware that you were there at that particular time.
No, it was because me and Caulfield went to we were in your brother's year, so that was I think
yeah no
how,
I know yeah.
Yeah, yeah yeah
yeah
I didn't really know him that well, but Caulfield did, so we got a
yeah. I know him a little
inside,
bit, you know.
This is inside baseball that we're talking about. Nobody cares about any of this. I'm just
inside baseball. We got the trade talk going on. We got the general managers ready to deal.
Jay Swag, before we get going, is there anything else that you would like to plug, talk about, mention to the audience who are watching?
I want to give a shout out. Yeah, I'd love to give a shout out to Corrupt down in Barbados. Thank you so much for doing phenomenal work with the mixdown and mastering of the tracks. Absolutely phenomenal. I sound great already. I sound even better with his work. Oh my God. I even got auto-tune. I mean, what's better than that? You know? I don't even like auto-tune that much. If you use it right, it'll work. And then I guess shout out to my mom for putting up with my rambunctious lifestyle. Being a white, redheaded, Irish, Jewish, Israeli rapper with a degree in finance who was captain of the high school golf team. You know? Shalom. Yeah. And my dad, hope your teeth get better. He went to the dentist today. He told me to mention that on the radio, so I feel like I should. Yeah.
All right.
That's all I got.
this Sunday at 9 p.m., make sure you tune in to Fairfield County Live and Local. It's an hour of local music every Sunday night on 95.9 The Fox. We're going to start the hour with three songs from J Swag General. DopeMoneyCulture.com. Check it out. It's a lifestyle brand. And the new album, of course, FOH Worldwide. It's streaming right now. Swag, dude. Great to talk to you, man.
Mazel. Great to talk to you too, John.
Hang out after I end the live feed for a second. But for people watching at home, tune in 95.9 The Fox this Sunday at 9 p.m. If you don't live in Fairfield County, you can listen to it at 959thefox.com. We'll see you next time.